Have you been in a car crash? Are you aware of your rights? Call Gumbiner Injury Law Group. They're on your side. The consultation is free. They're available 24/7. For a free consultation now, 1-844-55-CRASH. That's 844-55-CRASH.
This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give a sports fan something they really want. Wall-to-wall sports action, world-famous wings, and countless taps. Give them a B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online, and even easier to please your loved ones. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid port-in. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1-7-16, savings through 1-8-18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
For details.
We are Chicago's home for Bears fans. So for all the latest on the Bears, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is 5:01, and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. It's not the high-end free agent signing that many Cub fans had hoped for, but it is a start. The Cubs have reportedly signed 36-year-old starting pitcher John Lackey. It's just a 2-year deal. Ken Rosenthal says it's for $32 million, 165 wins in his 13 seasons between the Angels, Red Sox, and Cardinals. Career ERA at 3.92, although a 2.77 ERA in 33 starts last year. 189 innings pitched in or more in each of the last three seasons. That is key since he had Tommy John surgery that wiped him out for 2012 with the Red Sox. Theo Epstein says Javi Baez is going to see some time in center field during his time in winter ball, and the Cubs announcing their spring training schedule. The first game at Sloan Park, March 4th. Cubs and Sox will get together March 12th in Mesa and March 18th in Glendale. Chris Sale, a little baffled by the changes behind the plate on the south side. The White Sox making it official today, signing Diner Navarro and Jacob Turner just a week after adding another catcher, Alex Avila from the Tigers. Sale telling MLB.com that he was blindsided by the White Sox decision to let Tyler Flowers go. The Bears getting ready for the 49ers on Sunday. John Fox giving out game plan secrets.
People have different packages. I think this game is definitely about matchups. Sometimes good for you, sometimes not so good. So you do try to dictate and create as many of the positive matchups as you can.
Good idea. As for the injury report, Marquise Wilson officially out for Sunday. He hurt his foot on Wednesday, hasn't practiced since. Eddie Royal and Antrell Roll, both questionable. Don't expect to see either one of them. Noon kick at Soldier Field. By the way, lost in the miracle in Motown last night was the benching of Eddie Lacy. He reportedly missed the team curfew on Wednesday night. NBA news. Mike Dunleavy's back injury going to cost him another 4 to 6 weeks. The Bulls will get Charlotte tomorrow. NIU football in Detroit tonight for their 6th straight MAC championship game. NIU basketball looking for their first 8-0 start since World War II. Tough one in Missouri tonight, though. Tomorrow, Chicago State's at DePaul. That game airs on AM 1160. And Illinois battles West Carolina. That's 1:30 coverage right here on The Score. And the university announced today that it's put together an 8-person committee in order to find a new athletic director. Join the Score and Dos Equis at Players Pub and Grill in Prospect Heights on Thursday for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Come by, register for a chance to win a two-hour appearance by a Score personality and a $500 Visa gift card. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Matt Riddlewald, and you're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears 49ers game and continuing coverage all throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
John Lackey, two-year deal with the Cubs. Per a report, Ken Rosenthal says it's pending a physical somewhere in the neighborhood of $32 to $34 million total. I guarantee you right now, the Sun-Times is snapped into action with the Tom Ricketts is cheap column.
I don't understand what they're doing. They're supposed to be spending all this money now. Because spending money means you win.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
Oh, wait. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Blue Island we go. It's Jason on the Score.
I want to chime in about this Illinois thing. I work for a small two-year state institution. I'm not going to mention which college. And that's what our podunk college would do. We had a stupid search committee for an AD. Should I give you our result as to who we decide to be our athletic director? Chris Zorich. You guys could probably figure out what school it is.
Well, now we can.
Now we can, yeah.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. But I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 5:06, we've been talking baseball, and why not talk baseball with our guy?
Because we've got news. He is news on Twitter, at MLB Bruce Levine, and he is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hello, Bruce.
Gentlemen, how are you? A deal that makes sense for not only the Chicago Cubs, but for a veteran pitcher who had a renaissance in his career last year. So a two-year deal for John Lackey. Makes all the sense in the world. And where do you want to start? Background, why, where are they at with the rest of their moves? Where do you want to go?
I'd like to start with the consequence of the fact that he's a qualifying offer guy, which means the Cubs forfeit their first-round pick. Mm-hmm. Does that make them more or less likely, now that they've done that, to pursue other qualifying offer free agents?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, the 28th... pick in the draft is not a big deal to the Chicago Cubs at this point. What
Bears fans,
there we go. What's really important to the Cubs right now is to continue to compete with the pitching that they have and the young players that are coming along. You know, they've gotten to a point where they believe they should be contenders for a long period of time, and this is one move that proves that they want to solidify that grip that they had from last season, move it forward until their own farm system starts producing some of their young pitching. With a two-year deal for Lackey and giving up a 28th pick, I think it's a good move for them. And I think the pursuit of further free agents now, as you said, Dan, is a likely area to go, especially because they do have more money to spend if they need to.
Were you surprised by the offer that David Price got? I mean, you knew Bruce was going to be huge, but I don't know. We haven't had a chance to visit with you. That huge. And I'm thinking of it because he just had his press conference today.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by the dollars, because you knew the top guys were not going to get less than Lester got last year and that what Scherzer got, which was $30 million a year. You knew the AAV was not going to be less than $30 million a year. What is surprising is, even though it's 29 is going to pitch at 30, that you can feel like you can give somebody 7 years, a pitcher who already has 6.5 or 7 years of major league pitching behind him, and really say, you know, okay, give us 3 great years, you know, we're going to be happy with that, and we'll live with the rest, because we can write off 40% of your contract every year, and we can insure the rest of it. So I think we're good with that. And that's the state of Major League Baseball today, now being a $10 billion industry.
How's Lackey as a clubhouse fit? Because this is a team that was completely convivial and young and happy last year, and he's not exactly known as a warm personality.
No, but he's going to an environment that is one that he understands. David Ross, certainly John Lester being one of his close friends from Boston. This is this is going to be a comfortable environment. Pitching for, you know, Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer, guys that signed him to a long-term contract a long time ago, and now going back and having reinvented himself in a lot of ways. He had an ERA last year, which was 1.10 below his career ERA. I mean, it was an incredible year. He threw 200 innings for the first time in 8 years. Those were incredible numbers for him. I think the clubhouse situation is conducive for almost anybody to come in there and be successful now with Joe Maddon running the ship and the veterans that they have. I think he'll just add to that.
You know, and I don't think, Bruce, I don't think the Cubs are done here, do you? I mean, I think there's still at least one other pitcher that's out there somewhere they're looking for, at least.
We've heard all offseason long that Jorge Soler is going to be available. And whether you like him or you don't like him, there are a lot of teams that believe that he's a power hitter that are, you know, first and foremost, they are hard to find anywhere. And under a long-term controllable contract, which is it's very attractive to smaller market teams right now, like Atlanta, who is putting everything on the back burner for a couple of years until they get their new ballpark, I think after the 17 season. And guys like Shelby Miller or Teran, another pitcher, those are the possibilities. I think a trade there. Another free agent isn't out of the question. I think they moved on from Justin Marja this week because they heard, like we all have, that it's not going to be a 3 or 4 year deal, which the Cubs were going to be offering a 3 year deal, probably with a 4th year option. Now that he moved on to, we know at least one 5 year offer out there for $90 million, they set their sights back on Lackey. So I think it's a win win for the Cubs and for the pitcher right now. But they have other things to do. They also have to add a center fielder along the way to augment that. And Theo said he would still like to add to that bullpen. Certainly the way that Joe Maddon uses his bullpen, you can't have too many bullpen guys.
You didn't mention Starlin Castro, who is also right at the top of any menu card that the Cubs are letting anybody look at, because I'm told that there is some hope that his late season post-benching surge would bring him more to the top of mind of an opposing general manager, thinking that maybe he's on an upswing still at the young age with the experience and accomplishments that he has. Do you think there is value, at least perceived value, in somewhere that can be turned into actual value?
Yeah, I think there's still a ton of value, Dan, for Starlin to even stay and be their second baseman at this point. In practicality, you look at his whole year before September and you go, this was a guy that doesn't fit on this team anymore. He came up during a Cub era where it was all about the player playing for himself. There was no chance of winning. Castro didn't fit into the mode of being a winning teammate. And, sure enough, he gets 420 in September and, ignites them into the playoffs. So there's a chance he does that and stays there. Also, as you said, he adds to his value because he, in other people's mind, he's still a shortstop. He's a second baseman, and he's a 285 career hitter that's only 25 years old, going to play at 26. So there's a tremendous amount of value, and there's a tremendous amount of interest from 3 or 4 teams in Starlin Castro. It just depends what the Cubs are looking for him back. But he might be of more value to them than he is to anyone else.
You know, if Samardzija really has that deal out there, Bruce, for $90 million, why isn't he signed that? I mean, is somebody going to go above that? If that's true, that there's somebody out there that's done that, I can't imagine that a baseball guy's going to say, all right, we'll make it $100 million and get him. I mean, first of all, do you think that's true about the 90?
Oh, you know, I had confirmed from a really good baseball source that it was true and that it came, you know, directly from Jeff and his camp, and not from the agents trying to, you know, push it up further, but, you know, directly from one friend to another. And I would say it's probably true. I agree with you. You know, $90 million is a lot. Jeff has a tremendous amount of upside still at age 30, going to pitch at 31 next year. But I don't know if a five-year deal is what I'd be interested in. The Cubs were going to be offering in the tune of, you know, somewhere around an average of $17 to $18 million a year for 3 years with an option, I think I was told. And that's probably where it's going to be at, $18 million a year, but times five, you know, I don't know. I would probably jump at it myself if I was Jeff, if they offered 5 years. You know, again, that market out there is crazy. You know, fifth starters right now are making $12 and $13 million a year.
Do you see Lackey right now as the number three, or do you think it's possible he's better than Lester?
No, I think he's a number three, and it's a short-term deal. I mean, it's a two-year deal. It's a window-type deal for the Cubs, where it buys them some time with a veteran who hopefully will stay healthy and give them the amount of innings and the quality that he can give for a couple of years. And, you know, Lester's, he's around for another 5 years. So I think he's a three. You know, right now it's Hamill four and of course, the Hendricks five. But I think that's going to change. They're going to get one more pitcher, either through free agency or via trade. And, you know, again, Atlanta, Cleveland, San Diego, they're all options for trades. We've heard the names Carrasco. We've heard the names of, Tyson Ross. We've heard these names, and they've been talked about before the trading deadline last September. They talked to both Cleveland and to San Diego about trades, and Castro was the main bait at that particular time. The deal came very close with San Diego, but it wasn't for Ross. It was for Shields. The Shields for Castro. They never could figure out the money at that point.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know who it's going to be, but there's got to be some comfort level. If the Cubs get back to the playoffs, you can't go through this game three thing where you can't trust anybody to start. So, I mean, I hopefully it's Lackey. Hopefully he has that kind of season where he continues to be good. But, I mean, I think you owe yourself at least one more pitcher to make sure, because I really don't like it where you get to game three and everybody's like, oh, I don't know what we're going to do. It's going to be Hendricks. I mean, it just doesn't seem to me that's the way they want to go.
Strategically, this is a very good move for the Cubs because of the fact that they've gotten themselves out of this next week trap in the winter meetings where everybody goes there and they're trapped in rooms for 4 days and they feel like they have to make a move and they're trying to gauge what the agents are doing. They're trying to gauge what's real and what is imagined in the rumor mill. This gives them a leg up. And they know where they want to go. They know what they want to do. If they can trade for a young pitcher, they will. They can sign a guy like Denard Span to play center field, they will. But they're in a very good position now, and they haven't traded any of their young assets, which I'm sure most Cub fans should feel pretty good about.
After Jason Hayward, you mentioned Denard Span. Those are the two names that I've been hearing. What are the other possibilities, not just necessarily for center fielder, but we tend to assume that it's one and the same. They also need a leadoff hitter, which may or may not be the same guy as their center fielder.
You're right. They definitely do. Alex Gordon is a guy whose name has come up a lot lately from the people that I talk to in the Chicago Cubs. Great interest there. He's a left fielder, but he's such a, you know, he's a Gold Glove winner. He's not going to play center, but he could play right field. That doesn't solve your situation for a center fielder, but it does add to your on-base percentage. It adds to your run production. It adds to everything that you want to do defensively in the outfield. So from that perspective, he's been a guy that has been talked to and talked about a lot between the Cub hierarchy. As far as center field goes, I think, you know, Fowler has had a couple markets and, you know, teams like the Mets have been very interested. I think he's overgauged a little bit his market. He was probably looking for a 4-year deal. And, you know, look at look at the overall body of work, look at the numbers, look at the metrics. They don't tell you a four-year deal on this guy. So if it's a fallback like a Span coming off of a season where he was injured and missed 100 games, but a very durable, much better defensive player in center field, I think they're going to be okay. They don't really have any options in the organization right now to fill that role.
Bruce, as always, we appreciate it. My friend, you head into the winter meetings in a couple days here?
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it for anything. Tennessee, Christmas time at the Gaylord Hotel. How can you beat that?
You can't. Bruce, thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. Right, have care. Fun. Nice.
That's the Scores. Bruce Levine on Twitter, at MLB Bruce Levine. He indeed will be covering the winter meetings. And as a follow on Twitter for all of the updates on what is going on, and things are indeed going on. But we haven't gotten your reaction yet. Now's the time to do that. 312-644-6767. The Cubs add an accomplished veteran pitcher to a two-year deal. Pending a physical, John Lackey, 2 years, $32 million, joins Joe Madden and Chris Bossio's staff. We're the Boers and Bernstein Show at Racine Plumbing on Lincoln, in Lincoln Park. We are certainly easy to find. You can still come in and register to win the Bulls tickets that we have available for you. Start your weekend. You're getting off work. Here is the warm place to be on this day. You can enjoy some Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
Beautiful.
Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Bears fans, up next, the Bears try to get to 500 as they face the 49ers. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. The late, great Yogi Berra once said, "It ain't over till it's over." But over, especially in the state of Michigan, is not triple zeros on the clock. Over is, well, over. Done. Shake hands and walk into the locker room. Don't believe me? Twice this year, teams that call the state of Michigan home, the University of Michigan Wolverines and the Detroit Lions, have held leads the entire game only to lose them after the clock actually expired. There's more. Both the Wolverines and the Detroit Lions have lost those games to their arch rivals, and we can talk about whether or not Michigan should have just taken a knee instead of tried to punt the football, and why the Detroit Lions had two players guarding the 40-yard line instead of having Calvin Johnson back as a defensive back to knock the ball down. Sometimes you just have bad luck. Don't believe me? It ain't over till it's over. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
CBS Sports Radio.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Access.org, number 3030.
All right, well, I just learned recently that more than one guy I know has their wives make their haircut appointments for them. I couldn't believe it. I was actually kind of shocked that there are women out there that have to make haircut appointments for their husbands, for their men in their lives. Well, ladies, if that's you, if you're out there and if your guy needs a haircut, if he looks sloppy, he looks messy, and it's time and he's due for one, well, you need to go see my friends at Supercuts. Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola. So, ladies, your guy will get an expertly styled haircut that will make him look sharp and ready to take on his day. Maybe you have special plans coming up with the holidays and he needs to look good. Get him an appointment at Supercuts. They provide a complimentary hot towel finish. It removes any stray hairs from his neck and his face. They also have that refreshing tea tree shampoo and conditioning service, which includes an invigorating scalp massage and a warm steamed towel for his face. And you can also do what I do. So download the Supercuts app or go to supercuts.com and you can log your guy in so there's no waiting. He can get right in, get right out. And if you don't like the salt and pepper look that your fella has, ladies, well, you can go in there with him and ask about their great blending service. So if you're a guy that needs your lady to get your haircut appointment for you, Supercuts is the place, ladies, so do it. For more information and the location near you, go to supercuts.com.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Who doesn't love great deals during the holiday season? Head over to CBS Local Circulars to find the best deals on everything from fashion and food to electronics. Go to circulars.cbslocal.com to grab deals for everyone on your list from great retailers like Walmart and JCPenney.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken, but what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
This holiday season, don't miss a second of your favorite shows and stations with the Radio.com app, offering quick access to over 300 HD radio stations, podcasts, and the latest music news. It's the ideal radio destination for music, sports, news, and entertainment. Go to apps.radio.com today for more information.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hey, we're talking a little baseball. Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Cubs have signed John Lackey.
And your brother Harold is really putting on a show. Seems very comfortable.
Let me tell you something. You notice that wherever you go, Boys is welcome.
Yep. Found himself some friends, or at least one friend.
But I don't think she's wild about Harold.
No, I don't think
she wants to throw up at herself
very
right now.
But at the moment. But we wanted to find out what you thought about the Cubs' acquisition of John Lackey. And here are the thoughts of Matt and Crystal Lake on the Score. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Quick question about this. So I understand that by signing him, they relinquished their first-round pick, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, my question is this. If they go ahead and sign another free agent that also got a qualified offer, what draft pick do they surrender at that point in time? Thanks, guys.
I do not know the answer to that.
Oh, neither.
The assumption would be it would be their next pick.
That would be the assumption, yeah.
Or is it a one-shot deal, and once you get one, you lose the pick, and then you're free to sign any other qualifying offer guys? Well, don't they're going to get a pick for having tendered Dexter Fowler, right?
Yes.
I believe when somebody signs him, they are going to receive whatever, it's usually probably a sandwich pick between the first and second round. So there's going to be something there. But they're not relinquishing one of these high-value top five picks that they so covet.
Well, no, I think Bruce is right. I mean, at this point, you've got a lot of young kids on your major league roster. You've got a lot more young kids that are going to be in the major league someday. They're dotted all over the Cubs farm system. I mean, I don't think that the number 28 draft pick is overly precious. I'm sorry, I could be wrong, but I just don't think it is, as Bruce pointed out. I just don't believe it is.
We've got an update coming your way, but first, the latest on the Bears.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Panama with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
Marquise Wilson, foot, did not participate. He's out for the game. Eddie Royal, knee, did not participate. Questionable. Andrew Roll, knee, did not participate. Questionable. Bruce Gaston, illness, did not participate. Questionable. Zach Miller, rib. Limited, questionable. Jay Cutler, illness, limited today, probable. Pernell McPhee, knee, limited, probable. Kadeem Carey, concussion, full practice, probable. Martellus Bennett, rib, full practice, probable. Kyle Long, neck, full practice.
John Fox with the Long Bears injury report ahead of Sunday's game against the 49ers.
I've always been a big believer in keep the focus small. You know, when you start thinking about the fifth game and the fourth game and the playoffs and what you're doing for Christmas dinner, you're not focused on the job at hand, and that is the 49ers.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
It is 5:30, and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Cubs have reportedly signed 36-year-old starting pitcher John Lackey to a 2-year deal. Ken Rosenthal, first report, says it's a $32 million contract. 165 wins in 13 seasons between the Angels, the Red Sox, and the Cardinals. A career ERA a shade under 4. Now, last year, he had a 2.77 ERA with the Cardinals in 33 starts. Tied the most for his career. 189 innings pitched or more. It's gone up in each of the last three seasons since he had Tommy John surgery that wiped him out for 2012. Chris Sale on the other side of town, a little baffled by the changes going on the south side behind the plate as the White Sox made it official today, signing Diner Navarro as well as pitcher Jacob Turner. And just a week ago, they added Alex Avila from the Tigers as well behind the plate. Sale telling MLB.com that he was blindsided by the Sox letting Tyler Flowers go, and Rick Hahn countered today and took it one step further.
We don't have anyone on our roster who's untouchable. We would not be doing our jobs if we didn't at least hear people out. We certainly know the value of some of the very unique talent that we have here and have under control for the next several years, and the value that they provide to us as well as the value they could potentially yield in the market.
On to the NBA. Mike Dunleavy's back injury is going to cost him another 4 to 6 weeks. He had surgery 2 months ago. Should have been ready to go by now. He's in the first year of a 3-year deal worth $14.5 million. Bulls will get Charlotte tomorrow. Kirk Heinrich practiced today. Might play tomorrow. Nico Mirotic still up in the air, still dealing with a concussion. NIU football in Detroit for the 6th straight MAC championship game. Injuries have been brutal in DeKalb. They have to start their 4th string quarterback tonight against Bowling Green. Rod Carey is among the names being mentioned for the East Carolina job, the head coaching position that opened up this week. Virginia hired Bronco Mendenhall away from BYU today. Tomorrow you've got Florida and Alabama for the SEC title, Stanford and USC for the Pac-12 title, Clemson and North Carolina for the ACC championship, and the Big Ten title game right here on The Score featuring Michigan State and Iowa. Coverage of that at 6:45. It'll be the first game involving two Big Ten teams in the top five without Michigan or Ohio State since 1962. Join The Score and Dos Equis at Players Pub and Grill in Prospect Heights on Thursday for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Come by, register for a chance to win a 2-hour appearance by a Score personality and a $500 Visa gift card. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears 49ers game and continuing coverage all throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Promise we'd take a few calls.
We'll do that. I just saw the news, too, veteran actor Robert Loggia has died at age 85.
Oh.
So, he was in the movie Big. He was in Scarface. A lot
Don't
of character
underestimate the other guy's greed.
My favorite line of his acting career, I can't say it, but he played a character on The Sopranos, a guy named Feach LaManna, who was an old maid guy that had been in prison forever. And he finally got released from prison.
Sort of like Harold.
Yes, exactly. Like just today, in fact, Harold. Just released from prison.
He's
yes.
Yeah,
he's out,
fine.
Doing well. And looking for fun, but and they were he was with the group of guys at the Bada Bing, and top of mind, Feach LaManna as he's looking around, he's trying to adjust to how the world has changed since he went into prison. I don't know how long he'd been in, like 20 years or something like that, 25 years, and he's looking around the strip club, and he says to Tony, and what's with all the shaved?
Oh,
and,
man.
And that was the one thing that he couldn't, that was bothering him, that changed in his world. Yes.
Thank you, Danny.
Indeed. This is Bill downtown on The Score. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. Just quick question. Is it possible that David Ross is going to be picking up a bunch of lackey starts now in addition to Lester's? Thanks.
I don't know that Lackey cares as much. I don't think he's as weird as Lester in that regard, is he?
No. I don't think so. He's shown a million different catchers. He's fine. I don't think he has any preference. And I did look, you can't, I mean, that one time, that's about it, really, for the week for me, when Lester pitches. I mean, I like the guy. He's a nice guy, but I don't think really.
I don't think he can, to be honest, I don't think Ross can handle the work.
Yeah, I don't either. So, I mean.
I don't think you can't double his workload. I mean, maybe here or there, like he does here or there, but that's, you don't want to expose David Ross to
anything.
That?
To anything.
To anything?
To anything. No, I do not. And not two starts a week. If you're starting him two times a week, that's probably too many. And he'd probably tell you that. He's pretty honest about his. But I don't think that Lackey has any favorites. He never indicated that. And they were all tight in Boston. And Lackey somehow, you know, I mean, he's moved around a little bit now. He's on his third team, I want to say. And it's amazing the year he had last year.
It was really good.
It really is. I mean, it's like one of those things you go, really?
A was trivia he note was. From Christopher Comca of Comcast Sportsnet. He notes, John Lackey is 37 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The last Cubs starter, 37 or older, to get a win was whom?
Oh, God.
It was 10 years ago. The last Cubs starter, 37 or older, to get a win at the age of 40 was Greg Maddux.
Oh, okay. Is that his triumphant return?
Mm-hmm. When he's throwing balloons at everybody.
He was.
I told you, though. You know, remember we were talking to Glendon Rush about it?
Yes.
One of my favorite pitchers to watch at his craft was 40-year-old Greg Maddux. Just watching how he played the wind, watching how he set guys up with nothing, with no stuff.
Nothing. He had nothing left in there. He still won. I'm not sure what to expect. I know that seems like a good idea, and maybe it is, but, man, I don't trust those seasons that are all of a sudden back again. You know what I mean? Like, they're back, and then...
I know, I get you. It's fool's gold sometimes. Say, hey, look, he's rejuvenated.
It's, look at him. It's like a kid again.
Although, the BABIP suggests normalcy, because that was at 295, which is right there. So there was no outlier in some strange way of turning batted balls into outs that was uncharacteristic.
Threw the ball well when I saw him face the Cubs. He did a pretty good job against the Cubs. So, I mean, that's not an easy lineup. I guess we have to believe it.
We will have a chance, as you mentioned, to take a couple more calls because we are not going to be doing transition this evening. So 312-644-6767 is the number to reach us at The Score.
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs signed free agent pitcher John Lackey. Keep it on the score for all the details on this big move on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Have you been in a car crash? Are you aware of your rights? Call Gumbiner Injury Law Group. They're on your side. The consultation is free. They're available 24/7. For a free consultation now, 1-844-55-CRASH. That's 844-55-CRASH.
Granite Peak Ski Area in Wausau is your true winter destination. Plan your winter vacation today. Order your lift and lodging package online by December 15th and save. With three high-speed lifts servicing 72 runs. Spend more time on the slopes, four terrain parks, several acres of tree skiing glades, and three mogul runs. Order your lift and lodging package online by December 15th and save $10 per lift ticket. Visit SkiGraniteFeet.com.
Ski Granite Peak.
Granite Peak Ski Area, your true winter destination.
AH4.com.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He gives a speech to the Russian Politburo after he knocks out Ivan Drago.
Vice President at Pearl Mortgage, meet Jordan.
Here's Jordan.
Been listening to David's ads and seeing him on TV for years and finally called him to refinance his 9.9%, that's right, 9.9% mortgage. David answered Jordan's questions and is helping him slash his interest rate in half and reduce his payment nearly $500 a month. Jordan didn't call sooner because he thought his credit sucked, which is wrong. Jordan had great credit. He's going to be saving nearly $6,000 a year. If you're one of the many people with a rate greater than 4%, you want to see if David can help you lower your rate and payment like he helped Jordan, then call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. If you want to work with a knowledgeable and trustworthy lender who will always look out for your financial best interest, call David, 312-751-1333. David's helped hundreds of Score listeners. He can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358 and NMLS 19186. pearlmortgage.com/licensing.
CBS Tuesdays. A pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS.
Don't miss a second of news on your favorite celebrities and artists. Sign up for the Radio.com daily newsletter to receive the most up-to-date news in music and entertainment. Head over to Radio.com/newsletter to sign up today. That's Radio.com/newsletter.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And this shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Saturday night at 7 as part of the Amtrak rivalry. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Getting your thoughts on the big news of the day, the Cubs signing of veteran right-handed starter, the 6'6" Texan John Lackey, reunited with old friend and beer and chicken buddy and John chicken Lester. Buddy, yep. This is Mike on the Northwest side. He's on the Score.
Gentlemen, how are you?
We're good, great, Mike. Thanks.
Had I known there would be another Boris down there, I would
have. He's still here waiting for you.
I would have closed the shop and driven down to Racine Plumbing. This,
if Larry, you're not that far away. You certainly could have made it. I know where the shop is.
this signing of Lackey, I like it a lot. If he pitches the way he did in the first game in the playoffs and not the way he did on short rest where the Cubs just lit him up.
Yeah. But it wasn't fair to him, though. He's old. He can't pitch in that short rest. That's saying that's out of the question.
Madden will not put him on short rest. You know Madden will find a way to get this guy some rest, mm-hmm. which, and I'm thinking, okay, he saves money here. I'm going to go along with the other boars, Terry.
That's better than Harold. It's a better choice.
Harold Boars is work in the house. I agree with Terry. Theo's not done, and he's leaving himself some room money-wise, and he's got now a third pitcher that was okay with me. I like the signing. I think it's a great move. Thanks, buddy.
And Harold says hi. If he says anything.
You can't speak for him. You're not empowered to do that.
He drove a couple away, though, didn't he?
Oh, sure. Well, come on. They don't want to, they're just looking for a nice after work drink, and they don't want to be accosted. Eric in Volo, you're on the Score.
Hello,
that's
boys.
Harold. Hello, Eric.
Can I got a quick question for you guys. I love the Lackey signing. I think it's awesome. With the free agent still out there, though, it's like, and, you know, Samardzija going to apparently throw meatballs through walls for some other team for huge money. You know, they're still talking about Mike Leake. Is there any opportunity, though, for like someone like Kashmir, or do you think he's going to be the same price-wise as Samardzija?
Hmm.
And then the other question I have is, are they going to take the big money now and offer that to someone like Jason Hayward?
They could do that. I mean, that, you know, the thing about the Jason Hayward thing is what the value is, what the people are talking about.
I know.
It's unbelievable, my friend.
Like $300 million.
It's like, yeah. It's worth, for the first 5 years, it's $180 million because he's only 26. And then for the five after that, it's more. It's $120 million more. I mean, I don't know. I don't think anybody's going to do that, but that's what they're talking about. But, yeah, they do leave themselves some room. And I don't, Kazmir, I'm told, is going to be expensive. I don't know how much because he's thrown fairly well now for a while. He didn't throw as well for the Astros as I thought he would.
No, he was really bad.
Yeah, I thought he would do better.
He was really bad. His,
so
his
I don't
fielder
know what
independent pitching was
5.19.
That's awful. That's like worse than baseball bad. The stuff with Oakland was terrific, and then he goes to Houston and just sucked to high
he
heaven.
Sucked. But he's supposedly looking for a lot of money. I'm thinking, based on what?
No, based on being 31 years old and having
going to get a whole hell of a lot better.
Right, having his arm attached.
Okay, he'll get something though.
Rogers Park, it's Brian on WSCR.
Hey guys, I was just wondering, since Lester and Lackey came over from Boston, they won a World Series together. Has there ever been another team in MLB history that has brought two starting pitchers from a World Series team to go on and win another one?
Hmm. Oh, that's a
with those same players. Yeah. That would I don't know.
Scott, are you still up?
Yes, if he's not half in the bag already,
are you in the
Friday
bag?
Yeah, that would be a question for Scott to answer. That if has a team brought over two. Would we restrict it to starting pitchers?
Won a World Series again.
Or two members of a champion that then went on to win another championship at their new stop. Certainly off the top of my head. I mean, we know all the guys that have moved around. Schilling and Johnson and Clemens and
They never did it.
Andy Pettit. There have been Jack Morris. There have been guys who moved, and I don't know if there's a duo.
If there's a duo, yeah.
Huh.
It's a great question, my friend. We'll see if our guy is still not bagged.
I would also say that even if it's if there is no precedent for it, I wouldn't think that that would prohibit it from happening.
Correct.
I don't think that
I wouldn't say ban it.
There'd be enough information in there, enough meaning in that particular piece of trivia to say, oh, well, see, this has never been done, therefore this can't be expected to be done.
No, there's been a lot of good pitchers that have obviously pitched for two World Series champions. I just don't remember a duo. But you got your old buddy back here. Here we go again. I just don't. My memory's shot anyway, because, you know, when I see Harold, I get all warm and fuzzy, and I just can't think anymore.
I just saw this tweet from our guy Potsy, Mark Potash, mm-hmm. of the Sun-Times. He notes the Bears are not tipping their hand on Kevin White, but he quotes one teammate as saying, he looks phenomenal. That's not like that's saying he looks okay or he's starting to look comfortable. I think he plays this year. I don't know about this week, obviously, but I think that they're going to find a way to why not?
Fresh legs would look good at this point of the season.
Oh, no, just fast legs.
Yeah, they would look pretty good.
I just want a safety thinking, uh-oh, however you got to do it. Now, that's why I asked Durkin about it, because I guess I've just sort of decided to wear this mantle of optimism when it comes to Kevin White. But why not? If they don't tell us anything, and it's been easy to always assume the negative when they say day-to-day, but maybe they're slow walking this.
Yeah, within the rules, those are options. But I for sure they wouldn't discuss them now.
That was Fox earlier today.
Foxy, we knew you wouldn't.
Yeah, of course you're not going to discuss them. We know.
But I think he's playing this Sunday.
Do you?
Just based off what John Fox sounded like.
Spring him on the Niners?
If he were down, why go through this motion of, you know, lying?
Because it benefits, in Fox's world, it benefits the Bears to have us speculating that he might play just to have the Niners devote some practice time to him, although there's no film on him. So I don't know what you're really going to practice.
No, I don't either. Doesn't think so.
That's to your point. Yeah, Zach was pretty adamant that he doesn't think he is. Because I tried to push that angle. Yeah,
I don't think he thinks this weekend, but there's another week to go. Spring him on this on
Washington.
Washington. You might actually need to spring him on Washington. They're not quite as bad as I thought they'd be. You know, in that division, it's hard to tell who's really bad, but yeah, it'd be nice to spring them on them. Hey, by the way, here's this.
Yeah, it's just
it goes for this.
It's the word that's used. When you say he looks phenomenal,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's
phenomenal.
The quote, with now that I click on the body copy of the piece here, it's Mark Mariani who says it's going to take a while for him to get comfortable, get the timing down, but he looks phenomenal. He's the explosive guy everyone expected. He's the playmaker that everyone expected. I think when he gets the chance to perform in a live game day atmosphere, he's going to really turn some heads.
Yeah, he doesn't have, like, I know he doesn't have all the routes because he didn't run those things at West Virginia. He didn't do, like, the typical NFL route tree. He wasn't doing that.
I don't care.
But I think you can certainly, what we used to say in the old country, get him the ball in space.
Just go. Just be out there to have defensive backs looking at each other. You send
sort of like the Lions.
Well, no, not the guy standing at the 35 when the ball is 30 yards over their head.
Where'd it go?
They looked like they were watching like a plane go over their head.
Where'd it go?
Two guys like, hey, that's the football up there. What? Let's see what happens.
What?
Oh, we just lost. Why were we standing here again?
The lateral play. That all because that thing strikes fear in the hearts of everybody.
A response here via Twitter, Broad Brad Asmus says that Holtzman and Hunter won with the A's and then went to the Yankees. And they won, didn't they? Were they both on the 77 Yankees? I know Catfish Hunter was. I think so.
I why am I not remembering Holtzman with that? Probably was there.
I think he was hurt is why. I think he went to, didn't he go to the Yankees and then get hurt?
Yeah, it just didn't register that
he's listed on the roster here.
The 77 Yankees.
18 games.
Yeah. How did they use him that year? They had Holtzman as, let's see, he was 2-3.
Okay.
And then he pitched in relief. Catfish Hunter won 9 games for him that year. He was the fifth starter. Holtzman was the sixth starter. So there you go.
Okay.
They were both part of the early 70s A's champions, and then won that year.
It's over. It's all over.
Very good, Brad Asmus.
Yeah, wow. Proud of you.
Wow.
I would have been introduced to Harold, but he left.
He did?
Yeah, Harold's gone.
Oh.
Harold hit it. Sorry he didn't take Black Physicist with him. Some quick thank yous.
Yeah, burlap sack. We can all go inside.
Sounds like a disease.
Repeatedly. Nightmare.
There he goes, too. He's in the
complete and utter nightmare.
Yeah, he is. And he's
seriously
in that boat. So let's get out of here.
Worst.
This.
We thank Olin Krutz.
Yeah.
We thank Zach Zaidman. We thank Dan Durkin. We thank Bruce Levine.
Yep. And this shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. We thank our crack productions at Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Rocky IV, which was a horrific movie. And Bridget Nielsen's the worst actress who ever lived. And 5 isn't even, it's just silly. 5. 5, you got Mickey, you know, coming back from the dead.
I don't know. It's the premise. Back from the dead.
Zombie Mickey. I don't remember that.
I love Matt Abaticola. He's our answer to Dale Jr., but right now he's just resting. Best production man. He had a terrific week, by the way. Great work during the course of this week, Chris Tannehill.
I mean, the beach scenes with this slow motion beach with the water slayer, you know, the music in 3 is good. The stuff of them splashing along with the muscles in the water. Oh, come on, please. And then in 4, he's out racing these cars in the snow knee deep. Rah, 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 you know, play. Oh, come on. And then after he wins, he gives a speech to the Russian, you know, Politburo.
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
Texting.
We will do it all over again on Monday.
Bears Monday. Bears Monday. Big Bears thanks Monday to Racine Plumbing, yep, for the hospitality today. A lovely spot in Lincoln Park that you should enjoy, especially if you're a Notre Dame fan or a New York sports fan, New York Giants
fan.
It's
the place for you.
It is the place for you. And, of course, big thank you to Bud Light.
And a special guest appearance by Pretenders.
Yes,
Pretenders. And my guy, my EMT, my ENT, my CPA, my CPR, Dave Miska.
If we do it and you do it, and oh my God, the worst movie ever made. Are you kidding me?
TV. It's great.
The worst movie ever made. Oh, oh my God, was that terrible.
He's the Pope.
He is, and he's the mayor of moments. All right, everybody, have a terrific weekend. We will talk to you Monday afternoon.
Make it funky. Have a good time.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16. Savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here.